It's just after 12 on a Thursday, which means it's time for the Tops and Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And this week I have a really special guest. No regular feature from Eamon or Valencia. No, we have Claire Kelly from Meridian Wines. And it's lovely to see you in the studio with a bottle of Chardonnay Pinot Noir from Haute Cabrières. I hope I said that right.
You did. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's dive into this wine. What can you tell us about it?
So the Von Arnim family specializes in wines from both Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So this blend really pays tribute and just celebrates the versatility of both of those grapes in a beautiful blend.
So, for those that don't know, what separates a Pinot Noir from any other white varietal?
So, Pinot Noir is actually a red grape variety. So, when they're making the wine, they crush the grapes and it has very little skin contact, so it doesn't get that red color from the skins. So, it only soaks for a very short time and then it's blended with the Chardonnay, so that it actually comes out looking more like a white wine than a red wine, because it doesn't have that red wine color.
But how does it taste? Does it taste like a red? You see, I've got a dilemma, and I have to admit, I had a bottle of red last night, excuse me, and it filled me with joy. I love red wine, good red wine. I love but white wine I'm not really as excited about, and I don't know why, because, I suppose it's horses for courses, really. Now, my curiosity has been piqued by the fact that you say this is a red grape, but a white wine. So how does it taste?
Yes. So the Pinot Noir adds red fruit flavors and a little bit more body. So other than the characters from the Chardonnay, which are very citrus and bright, it's adding more red fruits and a little bit more deliciousness just to make it something special.
A deliciousness. And that's what we talk about. What you should taste is an iconic blend pioneered and launched in 1994 that doesn't really necessarily affect the taste. So you're going to be really enjoying fresh citrus flavors underpinned by white peach and red fruit with balanced acidity, which works well in food and wine pairings. And I always get nervous when I see the acidity, because sometimes that is, some people love a little latakia in their pipe tobacco. For me, it's the kiss of death. Some people like a little acidity in their wine. Well, why don't we taste a little, and then we can actually get to the nub of the matter. I'm interested to see that good food pairing would be Mediterranean flavors. So what would that be?
Yes, seafood. So seafood, beautiful salads with feta or goat's cheese. Anything like that. Nice, fresh flavors.
So not a hearty stew, no.
Not a hearty stew,
but no. A curry sometimes apparently does. A white goes well with a curry.
Yes, a lighter curry, as long as the spice in the curry is not too much, then they go very well.
So a Thai curry, it might go very nicely
Thai green, very fragrant curry. It'll go really well with the fragrance of the
let's
wine.
Let's have a look. We've now, the bottle has been opened and poured. Color is lovely. No hint of green there. Obviously, there's no hint of red either.
no hints of green. It's a beautiful golden yellow.
And it has... the minerality doesn't kill me.
You really get those red fruit notes on the palate.
I have to say, and I'm sometimes a little bit out of line when I taste something that I don't like, and luckily this is not that occasion. it's charming.
Oh, I'm so glad you do like it, since you're not a huge fan of white wines. So yes, it really is a beautiful
blend. Don't
get me
wrong, I don't dislike white wine, I just prefer red, but this is lovely.
Good.
Possibly because I had a very late breakfast. No, I'm serious, it changes the palate.
Yes.
And this is fresh citrus flavors are absolutely there, underpinned by white peach. Look, it's psychosomatic to a large degree. You see it. Ah, yes, I can taste that. But you genuinely, I can honestly say that it feels expansive. In other words, it's complex, the flavors.
Yes, it's got a great mouthfeel. It really fills your whole mouth. You can taste it on all parts of your tongue.
Mm. I would imagine that this would be a very popular North Coast regular stock item because, wow, it seems to be commensurate with the KZN North Coast lifestyle, particularly the summer going into autumn lifestyle. I could think of nothing more beguiling. And it's nicely chilled, but not frigid,
yes.
Which I think is also good. Sometimes too cold also has a bit of an effect.
Yes, so too cold makes the wines sort of almost disappear a little bit. You can't smell as much, you can't taste as much. So it needs to be a really good temperature, around 10 degrees, not too cold. And then you can smell it and taste it really well.
Well, it certainly ticks the box for me. It's Haute Cabrier Chardonnay Pinot Noir 2024. And I hate to ask, but what sort of price point are we selling at?
At Tops, this retails at $124.99.
So, not bad at all for
not a bad price
a wine
at all.
Of this caliber. And are you going to be doing a tasting?
We will be doing tastings on Saturday and Sunday from 12 to
2. 12 to 2. So, regular
yes.
slot.
Absolutely.
It'll be there.
As you walk in the door, you'll see us.
Haute Cabrier from, the Chardonnay Pinot Noir. I have become a fan. I think you might be just as taken with it. But a good idea to go and try before you buy.
Absolutely.
And you have an opportunity this weekend at Tops at Lifestyle, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2. Use that advantage because you can. That's why Tops at Lifestyle has been rated the number one store of its kind in the province. I certainly understand that well. And the Wine of the Week is brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. It's been an absolute pleasure. Miss Kelly, thank you so much for...
It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Sharing a glass of wine and just after the sort of midday gun has gone, so it's legal.
Perfect timing.
And I hope we will see you again really soon. This will be up as a podcast, by the way, folks. If you just join us and wondering what it's all about, it'll be on the podcast platform so you can share the love. Thanks again for joining me on the Bolitos number one radio life and style.
Thank you so much.
And the music.